Hi, this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Magazine. Welcome to another of our podcasts. Today I will be speaking with John Graham, President of Intergraph Corporation's Security, Government, and Infrastructure Division. I caught up with Mr. Graham by phone to discuss the recent acquisition of Intergraph by Hexagon and the product integration strategy that will take place with another Hexagon division, that of Erdos, the image processing software company. Stay tuned. Well, John, thank you really for taking some time with me today. I just wanted to get up to speed on some of the things that Intergraph is doing now that the acquisition through Hexagon has taken hold. And I just wonder if you could bring me up to speed on some of the key technology synergies that you see between Erdos and Intergraph and maybe some of the product positioning that you're thinking about currently.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I think, you know, from my standpoint, Joe, I think it's a real good time to kind of ask that kind of question. I think, you know, there's Erdos, but there's also more. But you know, I think you could say safely that Hexagon is, you know, at least over its acquisition of Leica Geosystems and other companies within its portfolio, has really been all about kind of measuring and some geospatial capabilities, of which Erdos is one, but they're also in their sensor photogrammic business and some software connected with that, et cetera. And so by bringing Intergraph into the family, I think it gives them very good position and leverage to tie a number of things together. I think the natural connection is Erdos, so I'll come back to that. But I think there's some other things within Leica, too, that actually have application as well that we're starting to find out by combining some of their sensor technology into what we do on the geospatial front and so on. So, but specific to Erdos, it's been a real exciting couple of months because actually Erdos is now being brought into the SG&I business. So we have obviously the integration activities that go with that. And the first one we started with was really a focus on the product and focused on our teams learning, you know, what was Imagine, what was Apollo. You know, they started to learn about what was GeoMedia and its capabilities and so forth. And so that's gone well. I would say the teams are in the first series of efforts around some use cases and things that we'll introduce at Hexagon 2011 out into the market. And what we see or what we found was there wasn't a lot of duplication between the products. And you, I think you have a pretty good feel for what Erdos was about. But, you know, other than maybe some SDI overlap, you know, in general, what you see is Intergraph, our focus has really been on vector data. And a lot of their work has been on raster data. And I think that, you know, that combination allows us to kind of bring a number of things together. You know, and also coming from one vendor, and you know, it's kind of tying together the GIS, the remote sensing and photogrammetry or imagery, data management, and then ultimately delivery, maybe out into through maybe, you know, SDI kind of standards. I mean, all that in my mind, the workflows around customer solutions, we can now tie a lot of those things together. And I think that's leveraging the products that basically that we're starting to see in front of us. And so those use cases are really built around linking a few of those products together so they can operate initially as one. And, you know, so we've got some things going on with some live link capability. And it really kind of, you know, if you get into Erdos Imagine, it's about change detection and then it being able to get updates from spatial databases like ours, such as GeoMedia. So pretty cool stuff. And, you know, here in the next probably 6 weeks, when we get to our user group conference, we'll start rolling out a few of those things. And so we're off to it's early in the process, but, you know, for the most part, those are some of the things we've been focused on.
Yeah, and I think folks will want to know what the deeper integration is between the two product suites. I know that you're going to discuss that more at the Hexagon conference. So, and I know that that's what everybody's going to be looking for. The live links, I think, are good. They want to know if there's any deeper integration planned between the two products at maybe the more core level.
I think there's some integration, but it's really also, you know, trying to bring the best of both capabilities together. I think I used the kind of the spatial data modeling capabilities built around a raster and our stuff that's built around you know, vector, you know, and so forth. But how we fuse the two, it's ultimately, we do want to bring that into kind of a single model for a broader capability. You know, there are some things that we're adding into the mix around, you know, terrain and point cloud data as well. And so there'll be additional data that people can, get extracts from and leverage. And so we're finding and seeing, I think, a lot of exciting opportunities that should be strong. And I think that the message is some of these capabilities are on the market, you know, with maybe competitors, but they're done through multi-tiered relationships, different companies, et cetera. And we'll be able to do a lot of that all within one house. And I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, but and the roadmap, though, seems to be down the road that the product will become more closely integrated, and I wonder if you can share any insights in terms of whether one product will dominate, one product will be retired over the other.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that we are, because I think you've got some similarity that goes on, and you can kind of see that, kind of in our TerraShare product. You know, Apollo, it's some of the things like that. And the question is that, you know, we're right now kind of assessing kind of the architectures as well as, you know, what the more modern platform and making sure we make some smart decisions around that on those roadmaps. So I think there will be some product end-of-life management that we need to work through, but it's not a huge, I mean, fundamentally, GeoMedia and Imagine, you know, different things. TerraShare Apollo, a little bit closer, you know, things like that. So we need to kind of do that smartly, and we want to be, and I really stress this, I mean, when you make those kind of decisions, around products and, you know, maybe retiring something, we really need to be thoughtful about that because we have customers that are using those and how we'll support them and migrate them to the future and making sure it's the right path. So we have a little bit of work that we're doing there, but I would say that that's probably, of all the product initiatives we have, that's probably only 10 or 15% of the work effort. The rest is really creating new things or combining, you know, I think the best of both, you know, products and capabilities from the company. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And while there has been a product strategy for both companies, it seems that Intergraph for a time drifted towards more of services, a consultative sell model. GeoMedia wasn't as hyped or at least promoted as much as maybe it had been in the past whatever reason. So I'm wondering if there's a change now and whether there's going to be more of a product focus.
I think you remember that, you know, again, Intergraph's solutions that we take into industry are built upon two fundamental platforms that we continue to invest in and really a lot of investment. The first is the geospatial platform. So all the GeoMedia and its capabilities, we just released GeoMedia 3D not long ago. All that's a platform for us as well as a product. The second platform that we invest in is our instant response, which is computer-aided dispatch type capabilities. And the marriage of those two, we actually create the special workflows for industry solutions for public safety, utilities, et cetera. I think the differentiator for us is that the bottom line is that, you know, all those have a very strong geospatial aspect to what they do. And so we've been able to leverage those in that. So there's no doubt when we talk to our industry customers, we're very focused on the solution, which combines the two that we've been investing in. But we also have had some very strong, we maintain a product focus. We do that through our work in SDI in Europe, which has continued. We sell GeoMedia through multiple channels, around the world. And, you know, applications are built on top of that. Some of those applications we build, some customers have. I think in the U.S. market, we've been very focused on solutions. And, you know, those solutions have products in them, but they also do, as you just said, have services in there. I think what you'll see in our strategy going forward is how do we continue to drive both? We do not want ERDOS to become necessarily like our public safety business. That would be a mistake. There's too many customers that depend on that in the geospatial arena. So, but we want to then maybe say, how do we leverage, you know, kind of back and forth those two sales models and two delivery models? One maybe with a what I would call a product orientation, and one with maybe like an enterprise solution orientation. So there was an opportunity for us to kind of look at our model and see how can we kind of build something that's maybe a little bit broader and, can maybe widen our footprint, if you will.
Yeah. And that model, I think you just referred to, presents an interesting situation with regard to, you've got certainly a raster modeling with the ERDOS solution. You've got a vector and spatial analysis with the GeoMedia platform. And now with all of the metrology impact of bringing in the Leica side to that house, you present an interesting solution suite to the general market. Is your go-to-market strategy one that will hit Esri between the eyes, or is it going to be something more focused, more industry-oriented?
You know, you've got to balance kind of words in this when you're talking about, you say Esri and just kind of the competition. You know, if we go to different parts of our business in the Europe is very strong geospatial legacy, and we still do what I would call that. But we compete against Esri head on, and we win against that competitor, and so forth. And so that's kind of a market that is a little bit different than some of our other markets. In the U.S., we've been very focused on expanding our solution base and leveraging our geospatial legacy into high-value solutions versus, just providing the pure product. There's some exceptions to that in the defense and intelligence area and stuff, but in general, we've kept the focus on both, but there's no doubt that the market growth we've had, a lot has been driven by a lot of what I would say industry solutions that pull together our geospatial platform into their workflows and incorporating also some of the special things they do around dispatching and incident response, crisis management. What we want to do is we want to be able to kind of find that balance where we continue to, with ERDOS comes in as what I would call more of a traditional software product model. And had just finished first quarter. We had, very good growth in ERDOS. Out there, part of, my organization, and we're kind of, helping to integrate and also drive their performance. I mean, in Asia, we see some great traction being done. Europe was good. And, I think the U.S. defense, right now through the first quarter, at least with the government budget and all that, it was a little bit of a delay in some of the activity there. But right now, in addition to, we're focusing our strategy is very strongly on the product integration and product roadmaps that we want to have. There's another activity, which is, kicking off the talk, looks at our go-to-market and our R&D approach. And the question becomes is, how do we maintain maybe an increased geospatial focus that leverages the full equation that Hexagon brings and ERDOS, but while we also leverage, I think, what we've done very effectively on the enterprise side. And those are the things that we are spending the first half of this year working our way through. And as we go towards 2012, we'll be rolling out probably some additional, organization focus around some of the things that I just mentioned.
What do you think
we're going to mention product stuff more starting in the Hexagon 2011. So we're trying to stage some of the activity and being very thoughtful about that.
Yeah. So out there in the market, has there been much of a delay or a hiccup in terms of spending? You mentioned the government market drawing back a little bit because of their budgets. What do you see around the rest of the world, Asia-Pac and Europe?
It's a good question. Yeah, for us, when we look at Asia, has been, very good for us, both in the geospatial context and in our solution business. Mm-hmm. I think, Europe, if we look at the first part of the year and how we closed the year, has been very steady and done well. And I would say the Americas business has been very, very solid. In fact, we had one of our best performing quarters in the Americas from an Intergraph SG&I standpoint that we just wrapped up. And so the U.S. federal government business has been a little bit in flux just because as they're trying to figure out budget priorities and what the U.S. government's going to do. That business, which is, it's large for us, has, had a reasonable quarter, but you could see the impact of our customers just, maybe not moving as aggressively forward with some of the programs and things that you might in a traditional budget year.
Has there been any impact, or maybe you could explain a little bit about the impact of the split between Intergraph and then Integrated Government Solutions? It certainly impacts the federal side of the house, and maybe just explain a little bit how that's working right now.
Yeah, so right now we've set up kind of a proxy company model,
Right.
Very similar to what SAP does. So, you know, SAP, large software company, has a similar thing because it's a German-based company. It's the same thing that Siemens has done and BAE, et cetera. So that that's in place. We actually had that in place, and we operated it in right before actually we closed the transaction with Hexagon, and we did that intentionally while we had control to make sure we had all the processes down and so forth. Our board was approved by the U.S. government, the proxy board, and it is chaired by General Mike Maples, U.S. Army retired, former DIA head. And we have some other board members like Asa Hutchinson, who has a strong government connection, and others. And they are our proxy board that basically looks at that business and supports it and drives it, help it grow under the leadership of Jack Polici.
Right.
What we found is that that's actually been working reasonably well for us, is that we still have the ability to work together closely. The product linkages have to stay very close. And so as we build our, COT products and things and being able to provide them to them, that's an organization that is, quite large. It's 700 folks over there and growing. And that team has been able to continue to support our customers without missing a beat. And so far it's been, a good model. It's really about communication of how you, basically manage and run the business. And we're looking to the proxy company and the board and, General Polici to continue to grow the company, manage it, and run it. But, they also are accountable to the shareholder, which is, Intergraph, for their performance. And, and so far, so good. And I think the team's done a very professional job.
Well, John, I think that wraps up my questions. I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy and traveling a lot, so we look forward to hearing more at Hexagon 2011.
Yeah, well, you going to be there, Joe?
I will. Yeah, I sure hope to
be. Okay. Well, let's get some time together when you're there. Love to catch up and walk around and introduce you to some of the folks and give you an update at the time. But anytime, just give us a call. We're more than happy to connect with you.
Sounds good. We'll do that for sure. I'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. All right. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for joining us on another Directions Media podcast. If you'd like to write to us, please send an email to editors@directionsmag.com. Please tune in next time and be sure to tell a friend about Directions.